Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 20 to 9, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. And what a game last night in the World Cup qualifiers. Wales and Belgium playing out a 7-goal thriller. Belgium winning it 4-3, but only after Wales played themselves back into contention from 3-0 down. It was quite the comeback, but Kevin De Bruyne spoiled the party for Wales. Winner 2 minutes from time there. The Irish team in action tonight. They will, of course, begin their World Cup qualifiers in September because we're in a smaller group of just four nations. So that match coming up against Hungary in September. We're playing Luxembourg tonight, the final warm-up game ahead of those qualifiers. 7:45 start, live coverage in RTÉ2, the player, and it begins at 7:30. So this is a big game for Nathan Collins, the Irish skipper. He says that if the qualifiers were to be now, they'd be embracing them, but they're glad of an extra preparation time.
I think we're lucky that it isn't tomorrow, as in we can still grow more. It's hard to think like that for me personally, because we have time to grow more. We do have time. We have time to practice together again. We have time to keep creating stuff. But if it was to be, I think I would be, to be fair. I think we'd be comfortable enough. I think we know the basics of what the manager wants, but we also know that he wants more from us. So both ways, yeah, I'd be comfortable. But again, we're fortunate enough that it's not, and we can do more and get better and prepare for it.
Now our soccer correspondent, Tony Dunne, who joins me live from Luxembourg. Tony, mentioning the Welsh, they have made great strides in 12 months. From your viewpoint with the Irish team, do you think we can take some confidence from that in what you're seeing in the last few months?
I think Ireland at the moment, Darren, have got a little bit of the most important thing in sport, perhaps in any code, is momentum. And under Hamir Holgrimsson, I think Ireland is beginning to get a little bit of that. Those two wins over Bulgaria, home and away, in the Nations League, and then a draw with the much higher ranked Senegal at the Aviva the other night. The fact that we took the lead in that game for a long period of time as well. And this is really the build up, the momentum building towards the World Cup qualifiers. And I'm not sure still if people realise how quickly the World Cup could come and go for Ireland. In September, we have Hungary home and straight away away to Armenia. October, Portugal and Armenia, and then November, Portugal and Hungary, and that's it. So, you know, it's a four-team group, it's a tall order, and the preparations this week are mirroring what Hamir Holgrimsson wants to happen in September. You play the higher-ranked team first, which in September would be Hungary, and the lower-ranked team, Armenia. And we played Senegal and played well and got a decent result. And he'll hope now tonight to celebrate his birthday today that Ireland can get a win against Luxembourg and continue that momentum, which is finally coming back into the squad.
Have you got any indication on the lineup here? Is he going to go with maybe resting some of the more experienced guys and giving others a rest? Or is he using this as a really final warm-up, an opportunity to get his troops one final big game?
Well, funnily enough, he rested players that you would imagine, the likes of Josh Cullen and Finn Azaz, who's become very important, and Mikey Johnson. He gave them a rest for the summer and didn't include them in this campaign, in these two games. And he says, which is very interesting, they'll be needed next summer because we'll be at the World Cup. So that sort of confidence is something that is seeming to seep through to the other squad members. You heard Nathan Collins speaking there. There's a lot more confidence in the group now. But certainly from the game the other day, Killian Phillips, who came on as a sub, he looked like he might get an opportunity to make his full debut for Ireland. He was absolutely delighted when I spoke to him post-match, how much it meant to him to wear the green shirt of Ireland and how much it means for him if he was to get a start this evening. I think Will Smallbone will continue, and we could see Troy Parrott come back into the side. We did get an opportunity to sit in yesterday and see the entire training session. Normally the media is only allowed the first 15 minutes, and there's a relaxed attitude and atmosphere around the squad now, and that can only be a good thing.
And just a final and very brief word, if you don't mind, just on Luxembourg, what can we expect, Tony?
Well, we did beat them 3-0 the last time we were in Luxembourg under Stephen Kenny. But don't forget, this is a Luxembourg side that beat Ireland, probably the lowest point during Stephen Kenny's reign, a result and a defeat that we probably never really recovered from. But they have a lot of controversy around them at the moment. The man who scored the goal in Dublin when Luxembourg beat us, Gerson Rodriguez, he's serving an 18-month suspended sentence for domestic violence and assault. He is being picked, and that led to protests in the ground the last day when they played a friendly game. and the heavy-handed nature of how they dealt with those protests is a continuing controversy here. But as far as the Luxembourg FA are concerned, he's had his punishment from the court, and it's not up to the public or journalists to give him a second punishment, they say.
Tony, thank you for that 7:45 start there, and it's on RT2 and The Player. Mark English has broken the Irish 800-metre record for the second time in 11 days. The Donegal man winning his race at the FPK Games in the Netherlands last night. He clocked a time of 1:43.92 seconds to take the victory and become the first Irish man to run under 1:44 for the distance. And what a super finish from him. He was third in the final bend. He'd maybe 4 or 5 metres to make up, but he surged forward and he closed it out over the last 80 metres to take that win. And finally, Finlay Beelam has been called up to the British and Irish Lions squad. He is going to replace the injured Scotland front rower Xander Fagerson. He's been ruled out of the trip with a calf injury.
All right, Darren, thank you very much.